It will be so important. So today's Torah portion, also very special and anointed with the Lord's presence. Today's Torah portion, Bihar, which means on the mount. You can take notes and if you want to remember it. This was a time of the Torah given on the Sinai, Mount of Sinai, by the Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu. And this Torah portion is about the Shabbat commandments, commandments of the Shabbat. And also this Torah portion about a special year in the Jewish religion calendar. The Lord gave commandment about the year of Jubilee. This Torah portion speaks about the year of Jubilee. And I want to speak about year of Jubilee today. Very important thing in our life. Leviticus 25, verse 8 and 9. You are to count off 7 Shabbatot of years. 7 times 7 years. So that the time is 7 Shabbatot of years, 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a shofar blast. So you are to sound the shofar all throughout your land. This was a beginning of the special year of Jubilee. Wonderful time for the Jewish people. And also I want to take a step back and say that for some people it was the sound of joy. For others, it was sound of humbleness before the Lord. For people who lost everything, it was sound of joy for slaves. For people who has everything, it was time to release, to give back, to bless others. But for people who fear the Lord, it was the sound of joy. Amen. The year of Jubilee in Hebrew, Shnat HaYovel, Shnat HaYovel. Year is the year of the end of 7 cycles of Shemitah. Sabbatical years, it's 15th year. And according to biblical regulations, had a special impact on the ownership and management of land in the land of Israel. The 15th year is sacred. It is time of freedom and of celebration. Then everyone will receive back their original property and slaves will return home to their families. This is a wonderful time for the slaves and also for people who lose their property. Leviticus 25 from verse 10. You are to make the 50th year holy and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It is to be a jubilee to you when each of you is to return to his own property and each of you is to return to his family. When 50th year will be your that 50th year will be your jubilee. And verse 23, it's a very important verse. Moreover, the land is not to be sold permanently because the land is mine. For you are sojourners with me. So the Lord says, the land is mine. You just sojourners in this land. This was a lesson for the Jewish people, and this was a powerful lesson for them and for us too. Even despite the fact that the Lord has brought them out of Egypt into the promised land, the land still belonged to the Lord, not to them. And they were strangers and pilgrims on this land. It's all. So this land belonged to the Lord. Very important lesson for the Jewish people. Though they can say it's ours, it's the Lord's. And he gave to them. The Lord wanted to teach them the trust, humility, faith. So he wants to teach through this 50th year of Jubilee, he wants to teach them how to trust to the Lord, how to live on this earth in trust, in the faith, in obedience to the Lord. It was one of the important lessons for them. I believe how much more today we need to remember this lesson for us. It's so important because our trust in the Lord. Our trust in the Lord. Can we say together? Our trust in the Lord. And this is true. Sometimes we get used to things. As we begin today's service, just look at this beautiful place. Sometimes we get used to the fellowship with the Lord. We are saved, we are blessed, we are have everything, we live in America. It's great. Sometimes we need to step back and just look from outside into our life. And if you have everything, if you prosper, or if you don't have anything and you lose everything, your life is in the hands of the Lord. It does not depend from you on. Today you are rich, tomorrow you will be rich if you will rely on the Lord. Today you have bad time, but trust to the Lord. You're in His hands. And this year of Jubilee, teach them, taught them how to live by faith, how to do not take more than Lord gave them. We need to be a people of trust who thinks not only about themselves, but love the Lord and live for the good of others. This also, the good lesson for them. Sometimes we are so busy and it's so hard to hear the cry of people around us and to see the problems and needs of the people. And at the same time, we want to others to see our needs when we have troubles. Sometimes we need prayers, but not every time we recognize needs of the people around us. Sometimes we need blessings, but sometimes we are so busy to see who needs our blessing. Sometimes we want mercy. Not sometimes, every day. When we came to before the Lord, we say, Lord, be merciful. But you know, people around us, they also need mercy. Not only from the Lord, but from us too. So this was the year of Jubilee. A lesson for the people of Israel. How to be merciful, how to forgive, how to release, how to bless others. Even if it's mine. This is not mine, it's His. It's not mine, it's His. I remember one story, I just stepped back. It was in Eupatoria. I like to tell these stories. It was my life. So I am witness. We had a service of healing there in Eupatoria, in one of the congregations there. It's not Victor congregation, it's other congregation. Not Rabbi Victor. And I remember we went to the streets and invite people to this ministry, healing ministry. And I remember two stories in my life. One story, we came to the lady. She was a young lady in wheelchairs. And her parents was there. And we talked to her about Yeshua, about His love, about His power, about His resurrection, about His miracles. And, you know, the parents begin to make laugh with us, you know. What are you talking about? She's, you know, crippled. She can't walk from her childhood. She never walked. She's, you know. And what are you thinking? What are you telling here? And I remember one of the brothers told her, stop laughing from us. Bring her. Test the Lord. Allow Him to do something in your life. He can do everything. He's powerful, Lord. And I remember I talked to other guy. He says, I have a lot of money. I don't need God. I have everything. And I remember I told him, you know, today you have everything. Tomorrow you can lose everything the same. And I told him about this lady in the street in the wheelchair and says, she can't buy health to her. So be careful with the Lord. Come. And I remember this evening, I was in the ministry praying for people. And I saw this lady, young lady, she was in the wheelchair with her parents. She sit there with her father. I'm sorry, not parents, father. And we prayed for her and people prayed for her. I was next year in the same congregation and some girl came to me and told me, hello, do you remember me? And look at her. No, I don't remember who you are. Who are you, young lady? And she told me, do you remember I was in the wheelchair last year? The Lord healed me. I'm walking. And she told me, I want to introduce you to my mother. She also in wheelchair. So we came to her and spoke to her a little bit about the issue, about salvation. So powerful, powerful. We belong to the Lord. We His belongings. We belong to Him. Our hope in Him, not in the money, not in the land, not in the health, not in the prosperity, only in Him. Amen. Sometimes it's easy to trust to the Lord when you don't have anything and you need to trust. You have only option to trust. No way else. And the Lord, He knows everything. So he brought this Jubilee year to the nation of Israel so they should remember themselves every 50th year. Trust to the Lord. You are pilgrims. You can trust to the land, to yourself, to your slaves. Trust to the Lord. Another name of this year, Shnat Dror. Funny name, Shnat Dror. It's in Hebrew. It means year of freedom or year of liberation. Because Dror, it's translated from Hebrew as liberation or as freedom. Year of freedom. So through this year, year of Jubilee, year of freedom, the Lord showed them and teach them that they came out of Egyptian slavery not in order to be a slave of the people. He don't want nations of slaves. He wants nation of free people who knows the Lord and who love each other. Very interesting. So it's the year of liberation. Leviticus 25 from verse 39. If your brother has grown poor among you and sells himself to you, you must not subject him to slave labor. Let him stay with you as a hired worker or as a temporary resident. He will work for you until the year of Jubilee. Then he is to be released from you. Very hard part for the people who own these people, who want to grow in the business, who wants more and more and more. It's hard part. Then he is to be released from you, he and his children with him, and may return to his own family and to property of his father. Fathers. For they are my servants, not yours, mine servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They are not to be sold in a slave sale. Amen. Shnat HaYovel begins with the sound of shofar, trumpets, and proclaim the freedom for the people of Israel and for the land of Israel. And can you see here how the Lord of Israel, He connects people of Israel with the land of Israel. This is why so much fighting today in these days about the land of Israel. Enemy don't want to see people of Israel who lives on the land of Israel. But it will be. This is the truth. We should live with the truth, and all the world should live with this truth. The Lord of Israel gave the nation of Israel this land. This His gifts. Every Jew who was in the slavery had to be released. I believe it was the lesson of relationship among the people of Israel. We can read, don't treat the people as slaves. Even if he slave for you, treat him as a worker. Do you think is some difference between slaves or workers? What do you think? What a difference? Try to not pay to workers. You will see all the difference. He will tell you everything. What he think about you. He will bless you in the future and everything. Because he's free man. He has rights to fight for himself, to stand for himself. And slave, he is think. He don't have anything. And Lord, teach to Jewish people, do not treat the people as a things. Treat them as a people, even if they have problems in their lives. We have so many stories when people are in bad condition, but the Lord can raise people from dust. He can change future. He can bless us with everything when He wants to do it. Amen. And sometimes it's shame when you treat somebody as a dust and later he comes as a king to you. You think, oh, better I would treat him as a king before. So every Jew who was in slavery had to be released. And Lord trying to teach people how to love, how to show kindness, forgiveness in among the people of Israel. And the Lord was so serious about these commandments. We can find in the scriptures places where the Lord, when people of Israel deny to keep this commandment of Jubilee, year of Jubilee, and the Lord refused to remove his protection from the people, from the land of Israel. And other nations take possession of this land. It's very serious. So the Lord is serious about it. So he warned the people, if you do sin and you do not keep the Shabbat of the land, 15th year, I will remove you from the land. This is his condition about the land of Israel. So let's take some lesson for us today. First lesson, Torah teaches us that the year of Jubilee is the year of forgiveness. Let's say together, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Sometimes I heard the New Testament is good, Old Testament is difficult. Once one of the pastor, he's it's not my friend, but I know him very well. I was in his congregation once, and he came to the stage, and he just repented. He says, he took his Bible and he showed his Bible. You know, New Testament was reading so much, all the pages, and the Old Testament was brand new. He tell, I'm sorry, I repent. This is the word of God. The Lord the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And actually, commandments of the New Testament sometimes much more harder, much more difficult, let's say this way. You remember Yeshua told us, you read in the Torah, don't kill anyone, you remember? But I told you, do not speak anything bad about others. Because if you speak something, you're already a killer. Wow, much deeper about our hearts, way too deep to us. So, first lesson about forgiveness. Second lesson about restoration. Restoration. The Lord, He is Lord of restoration. He wants to restore lives of the people. And He can do it. He wants to do it. You know, only our faith, only our only obstacle before the Lord is we are. He wants to restore us. He wants to bless us. And we need to have faith in it. We need to receive this by faith. The year of Jubilee, it's the year of freedom. 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 Freedom in our life from sins, from slavery, from our past. Remember, yes, last time we speaks about very interesting part of the scriptures. Don't touch whom? I will remember you. I remind you, don't touch dead bodies. You remember? It's already dead. Do not try to bring this dead body, I mean your old one, to the kingdom of God. It's the past. Fourth, the year of blessings. The year of blessings. Fifth, the year of amnesty for everyone. The Lord give amnesty for people. And sixth, the year of renewal in the family. I believe we can count much more, but this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Our Lord is yesterday, today, and forever the same. And His heart for the people. He is God who loves us and who cares about us, who cares about us. Amen. He gave mercy to the people of Israel and He allowed them to experience forgiveness, love, and freedom. Amen. So Torah is full of love, full of forgiveness. The Lord show Himself as the Lord who is forgive us, who give blessing to us, who wants to bless us, who wants to heal us, who wants to redeem us. This is our Lord. Amen. I want just to bring one question to you. Can you imagine the sweet taste of freedom in the life of slave who was not able to make himself free? And now, in this 50th year, after the sound of trumpet, this freedom came to his life. Can you imagine his experience, his joy? What a blessed moment. And it's not only for one person in Israel, for whole Israel. This was commandments from the Lord. Amen. You know, I believe we should forgive also. What do you think? Or only them? No. I agree with you. I just test you. Who knows? A Jewish congregation. Also, I want to review one more meaning of the year of Jubilee. And for me, it's so important. The restoration of your inheritance. One of the meaning of Jubilee year of Jubilee. The restoration of your inheritance. To be a slave, it means to lose your inheritance completely. To be separate from the blessings and roots of your family. Things don't have past and future. Things don't have inheritance. This is the things. But this is the time of restoration from the Lord, of freedom. And the Lord cares about every Jew and every one of us, everyone in this earth. He is the Lord of Abraham, and it's not the end, of Isaac, and it's not the end. And who else? And Jacob. When he called Abraham, can you imagine this moment? He don't call just Abraham. He says, I called your son. I called your grandson and all future generations from you. When he loves Abraham, he loves not just Abraham, it's all. In the Abraham, he loves Isaac already. He loves Jacob. He loves every Jew in this earth, and not only Jew. Everyone who is the seeds of Abraham by faith. He beloved by the Lord because of the Lord care about us. I don't know how about you. This gives me so great joy when I know that Lord loves me, but not because of me. He loves me and my family also. He loves my wife. He loves my child. He loves my generation after me. He wants to bless us. And remember how many generations? Up to 1,000 generations. At least 1,000. And then it continuously grows, because if my son loves the Lord, 1,000. So it's great. Great blessing. Amen. I believe that he loves not only us, but our family, our children, our grandchildren, all our descendants in us. He loves us so much. And this is one of the meaning of the year of Jubilee, restoration of our inheritance. And through the Shnat HaYovel, year of Jubilee, he called every Jew to return, to restore in inheritance, and to be complete member of Israel. But I want to touch one more meaning of the inheritance, restoration. First of all, he wants to restore our inheritance in the Lord. Can you imagine this? One more time, I want to step back for 1 second. When person who is left everything, who don't have anything, who is slave, and now, after Yom Kippur sound on 50th year, he wake up as a free person, completely forgiven, completely restored. Not only him, but his land. His land, his property. So he is coming to his land and he's on this land. It's his from this point and on. What do you think Lord wants to teach us through this? And teach him. I believe evil people will say, okay, I'm so good, I'm so cool, it's mine again. I can do what I want. But the Lord point, it was, he wanted to show them that first inheritance for them is the Lord. The heart of the good person will be filled with the joy, with the gracious to the Lord, with the blessing to the Lord. So he wants to restore us in the fellowship with the Lord. He wants to restore Israel, and he renew every 50th year all Israel in the relationship with him. He just welcomed people to relationship with him. Every 50th year, even blind people can see and deaf people can hear the Lord's mercy and his gracious to us. Rich people supposed to humble themselves, then they gave freedom to their slaves and show mercy to their brothers, Israelites. And people who were slaves and lost everything they had, money, family, land, houses, and even their own freedom, had this unique opportunity to receive all this back completely. And this one of the commandments which connect us with the messianic expectation of Shanat HaYovel. Because according to the teaching of the Torah and prophets, Messiah will come after the great Shuvah. And this will be the year of Jubilee. Incredible. So, Jewish people around the world, they're waiting for this year of Jubilee, for the Messiah. They're waiting for restoration, for forgiveness, for mercy. And you know what's happened in the reality? All this we have in the Yeshua, the Messiah. When he came on this earth, he bring this year of Jubilee to us. He restored the most important, the fellowship with the Lord. He restored the most important relationship with the Lord. He bring us forgiveness and freedom from our slavery of our sins. I want to read from Isaiah 61, one of the beautiful places of Scripture. Isaiah 61, this is the hope of the nation of Israel. This place speaks about Mashiach, Messiah, Anointed One. This is the prophecy about the year of Jubilee. And the prophet Isaiah, he connected the year of Jubilee with the Messiah. You know, reality, we can be free outside, but we need freedom inside of us. We can have everything in this world, but we need to have most important freedom inside of us from the Ruach HaKodesh. I want to read it. The Ruach Adonai Elohim is on me, because Adonai has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor, this Jubilee year, and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all who mourn. This was the prophecy about the Messiah. This is not from the New Testament. This is not from Brit Hadashah. This is from Isaiah. This is description of the work of Messiah. And as a Messianic Jew, I believe that we are living in the year of Jubilee, in the year of Yeshua, the time of Messiah. Can you hear even birds there? It's beautiful. Probably this is a year of Jubilee. So thank you, birds. Thank you, Lord, for birds. Beautiful. Creation, they praise the Lord also. Because I hear maybe some phone. No, it's not phone. Phones could also praise the Lord sometimes, but usually they just don't praise the Lord. And this year of Jubilee starts 2,000 years ago in the land of Israel. I just want to bring one more place of Scripture from the Brit Hadasha, and you will see the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things. This is Luke chapter 4 from verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been raised. As was his custom, he went into the synagogue on Shabbat. Probably he was Jew. What do you think? I think yes. And he is Jew. And he got up to read. Then his scroll of the prophet Isaiah, when the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. And verse 18. The Ruach Adonai is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor. When I think about it, who first wrote this place of scripture? Yeshua, he speaks by his spirit to Isaiah. Before Isaiah even was born, Yeshua already has this place of scripture. It was his mission on this earth. And he gave this prophecy to Isaiah. And when he came, I believe it was a moment of glory. He opened the scroll and he read this place, which he gave to Isaiah years, centuries before. Powerful. He closed the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue were focused on him. When he began to tell them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears." Amen. Powerful. I'm blessed so much. This is the same Messiah who spoke with words to his Isaiah. This is the Yeshua ben David and Yeshua ben Yosef, who take all the sins of the people on himself. He was the living Torah to the people of Israel, and all his teaching, he is not teach anything new, but he bring the meaning of the Torah to the Jewish people. He was the living Torah for them. He showed the ways of Torah to the Jewish people. He bring the meaning. He restored the Torah to the life for the people of Israel. They saw example in his life, how to live according to the Torah. He was blameless. He fulfilled every step in the Torah because he was a living Torah. And you know who was his disciples? They were Jewish people. And not they were observant Jewish people. They know Torah very well. Some of them were Pharisees. But they saw him. They recognized him as a Messiah who is a living Torah for them. It's so important. And when I read the Brit HaChadasha Acts, and when, you remember, first day when Rabbi Peter Shimon came up and speak about Messiah, how many people came to the Lord? Make sure. You remember? 3,000. Next day is how many? 5,000. And scripture says many of them were Pharisees and also Sadducees, who was priests. So priests, Pharisees, people who very strong in the Torah, they came to faith because they recognized him as a Torah, as a living Torah. They recognized him in the Torah, in the scriptures. Today's when we hear the lie from the Satan, he says, Jesus not for Jews, or Jews for Jesus, you know. I can tell you, Yeshua is for Jewish people. He is Jew. He came to Jewish people. And first disciples, they recognized him. They gave their lives to Yeshua. And I remember, I read somewhere that Messianic synagogues in that time was around thousands of people there. Thousands. I want to conclude with a few places of scripture. I have 3 pages, but I don't want to go through these old pages. But I want to say that he fulfilled more than 324 prophecies about him. 324 in the Torah, in the Tanakh. He fulfilled them. Through his life, he impacted millions and billions of the people in this earth. He changed people's lives because he is alive. He's the Messiah. Some of the prophecies are, Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. He was. We had a very famous man, his name Rabbi Schneerson, and some of the Jewish people think that he is the Messiah, but I can tell you, he was born in Nikolaev, Ukraine. I'm from Nikolaev, Ukraine. I saw his place where he was born. So if it's Bethlehem, I don't know what is else. If Nikolaev is Bethlehem, maybe Kyiv is Jerusalem, or I don't know. Something messed in the people's lives. So Yeshua was born in Bethlehem. He was to be betrayed by a friend. You remember Judah betrayed him. Messiah is to be sold for 30 pieces of silver. He was sold by 30 pieces of silver. Messiah is to be executed by crucifixion, by having his hands and his feet pierced. He was. It's the scriptures. It's a prophecy. Messiah is to be raised from the dead. And he was. He raised from the dead. Amen. He accomplished his work of Messiah. He brought freedom to us, freedom of forgiveness of our sins and iniquities. He pays the great price for our redemption. And Isaiah 53, we can read about him. You can do it at home. He was crucified for us. He take our sins upon himself, our iniquities. He was beaten for us. And by his wounds we are healed. You know, we can come to the Lord and ask for healing because why? We have obligation. We have foundation to do it. Because he already died for us. He already resurrected for us. He rose from the dead for us. And this is true. Only we need to receive it by faith. And also, one last thing I want to say. I want to talk about it tomorrow more. When some Jewish people think about and hearing about the New Testament, some of them think, okay, New Testament is for the Gentiles. We are Jews, nothing to do with Old Testament, with the New Testament. But I can tell you, this is the also promise from the prophet Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, who promised New Testament, first of all, to the Jewish people, to the people of Israel, children of Israel. And in this New Testament, he includes all the nations of the earth. He includes them, but first to Jew and later to non-Jew person. So I want to end with a prayer. And, you know, when I think about all this year of Jubilee, I believe that Lord wants to remember us, to remind us about his freedom, about his joy, about his power. He is not death anymore. He is alive. He is real. He is not just idea or theological teaching. He is not just, you know, somewhere, somehow, who knows who and when. He is here and right now. I found in my ministry, when people are coming before the Lord, some people can experience touch from the Lord, and some could be just empty. And sometimes why? Because some people are expecting something from the Lord. Others, they just come because why? Because come. Why? Because I'm just because. But the Lord, he's looking for people who has faith, who believe, who has heart, who has trust, who has hunger. I like to describe the faith as a hunger for the Lord. I like the word expectation because faith is, so many people speak about faith, faith, faith. But expectation, expect from the Lord. He is alive. And people, during the year of Jubilee, they just expect this year of Jubilee. They expect one more day and I will be free. One more day and I get back everything what I lose. One more day and I will be blessed by the Lord. Expect from the Lord. Don't be tired to expect. Don't be tired to wait from the Lord. Don't live as people who, you know, everything in the past. I can tell you, everything in our future. Amen. So I want to pray for our blessing. And I want to pray for the Lord to remind us everything that we forget about. We just, you know, we think, okay, it's not for me anymore. I had hope, but now I don't have any hope. I don't know what to do, or, you know, ask the Lord to resurrect these hopes in your life, to bring back to you. Amen. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for wonderful opportunity to minister to you, Lord. Thank you so much for wonderful time of your presence, Lord, for your freedom, Lord. Thank you so much for your real presence in this place, for your healing, Lord. Lord, I ask, heal us, Lord. Everyone who needs your healing, Lord, touch them. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, let every evil go from us, Lord. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Set us free, Lord. Heal us, Lord. We will be healed, Lord. Set us free, Lord. We will be free, Lord. Bless us, Lord. We will be blessed, Lord. Lord, remind everything what we forget about. Restore everything what was lost for us. Bless us with your presence, Lord. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you for today's and for tomorrow, Lord. Thank you for new beginnings, Lord. For new hope, for new life, for new faith, for new expectation. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. And thank you, Lord, for new joy, Lord. Thank you for rivers of joy. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. 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 I believe the Lord wants to restore the rivers of joy in us. So let's pray together. Please stand with somebody and... Let's pray. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha. Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
Bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.